America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner this time around. Hey, Ellen, how you doing? Is it pretty cold up there yet?
It's getting cold. It's getting there. That's
yeah, that
where
means
I want it, but it's getting there.
Yeah. You know, the good thing is that you everywhere you go, there's, like, fires and it's warm, right? So you just have to pop in someplace warm.
Well, yes. Yeah. But, you know, I don't like cold weather in any way, shape, or form.
I'm just like you. I'm the same way. All right. Everybody, the whole buzz in the land is over healthcare.gov and Obamacare and all that. And is it true I heard today that Kathleen Sebelius was speaking and the website was actually crashing at the same time when she was in Florida?
Yes, she went to Florida to demonstrate how the site would work. It crashed.
Wow. I said this before. You've covered the White House for a long time. What's the real scoop here? Because, I mean, what's the scoop with what this big rollout after 3 years, 2010, they started talking about it? I don't know. Things happen technically, but what does your gut tell you about what they're really thinking in the White House over all of this?
My gut is they're saying, we can't believe we messed it up. If I were the president, and I think this is really the issue, Mike,
yeah,
to roll because he was not told. And that's very clear.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, and they're talking about, too, now, when she was in Florida, they're talking about what's going to happen as far as health care spending and because of, you know, what's going to happen with the reduction of Medicare payments. And so they're working the numbers, I guess, to try to get people's minds off the whole website thing. Does it seem that way to you?
There was some testimony before that something like 30 to 40% of the back end, which is, you know, how things have not been done.
Wow. Yeah.
And how did the president not know about this? You know, were people afraid to tell him?
You know, my guess is what you just said. I bet you people were afraid to tell him, and they just buried it, figuring it would just work itself out. But it never does with websites. I mean, there's no way you could do that, especially one with this magnitude. It's absolutely crazy. So, in what the president is also doing, and obviously what they're happy to deflect to something else, it was all about the Medal of Freedom. So, how many people got the Medal of Freedom, and what was the biggest surprise?
There were 16 people that got the Medal of Freedom today, and three around. To pick it up, including astronaut Sally Ride and Senator Inouye, and I forgot who the third person was. But the Medal of Freedom, as you know, is something that was started, it was actually started by Truman, but makes it what it is today, was actually signed by executive order by President Kennedy. So because and 50 years. They went also over to the Kennedy gravesite after.
Wow. Well, yeah, because of course, obviously, in our satellite facility in Dallas, it's crazy with the amount of people that are coming through to see the book depository and whatnot. All right, the other thing is, and I think
they made
this
it
is
into the museum. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's a museum. You can see the way it was shut out, where the shots were fired. Crazy enough, where the motorcade went, they have an X that marks the exact spot where he was hit, which people, stupidly, in my opinion, stand in the middle of the street with cars going by trying to stand on the X and get their pictures taken.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It is insane. All right, and another big thing that kind of got probably shoved away because of all this other news, but Afghanistan. So Kerry and President Karzai came to terms on the troops in Afghanistan, and it's keeping the troops in Afghanistan, right?
That's right, but everybody else is completely flipping out and saying that this is not right. And not everybody else, but a lot of members of Congress, bipartisan group led by Barbara Lee of California, and they're saying we need to not spend any more money and we need to get troops out. And the word they're using is advisors. Well, those of us old bats from the Vietnam era realize that advisors just means more troops.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much once again.
Thank
we'll talk
you.
To you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we kicked around a couple of different things with Ellen, and I think really one of the biggest things on the day is what we talked about right from the get-go, the fact that Kathleen Sebelius takes the show on the road called Obamacare, and then it blows up in her face, the fact that she goes to healthcare.gov and it's not working, and we keep hearing that, just hold on, just hold on. By the end of November, everything should be fine. You should sign up and don't worry about it. On the heels of David Kennedy, the ultimate hacker's hacker on the Hill, saying that there's lots of ways that this website has already been tried to be hacked into. So how secure would you feel about putting any of your personal information? Because we know that Social Security numbers are like gold. And once you give up those Social Security numbers and somebody captures them, that's called identity theft. And why would you want to put yourself into that situation? And then here she is in Florida and trying to demonstrate how great healthcare.gov is, and it doesn't work. Could there be a bigger boondoggle? I love that word, boondoggle. I mean, really, awful. It is not about politics, my friends. It's not. It's not people who are left of left saying, oh, well, that's just the crazy conservatives. They're looking for a reason for this to fail. Oh, no, it's failing on its own. It's failing on its own. And I think that for sure 2014 is going to be an interesting, bumpy ride when it comes to the politics of being reelected. The midterm elections may now be one of the more interesting elections of our time because the approval ratings in the toilet for most of Congress, what's happened with Obamacare, and what also will continue to happen as we get closer to those midterms, because this is just the beginning of some of the problems that we're seeing, not just with the site rollout, with people upset about their coverage, with people getting dumped and canceled, and all the things that we've been talking about now for a month. I mean, somebody said to me today, name the three biggest Obamacare lies, affordable health care. I said, three biggest? I mean, we have several of them. The most obvious one is the you can keep your health care if you like it one, because everybody remembers that, and it's all over the place. And the fact that you can keep your doctor and your insurance plan, and that's not the case at all. It means it's whatever plan you can possibly get on and who the doctor might be, because you might not even get the same doctor anyway. And there's people that would rather pay out of pocket and get their doctor than have to go somewhere else. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've said this throughout the course of the past year, but a doctor is speculating sometimes. They're trying to guess what's wrong with you. I mean, always they're trying to guess what's wrong. Well, why does it feel this way? How do you feel when this happens? And if it's somebody new, and if you're constantly having to get somebody new to be your doctor because of the switches in your health care plan, that's not very good. It doesn't bode well maybe for your health. Because not because the next doctor is necessarily a terrible doctor, but you got to start all over again, filling out the new patient forms and checking off either the 10,000 things that are wrong with you or the 10,000 things that aren't. So it's a nasty piece of legislation, and I think the list is long. I mean, here's the question: what's the worst lie about affordable health care? That it's affordable. What do you think? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering GlucoGel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Why you should nail the score. That's our special little reminder to you. You know how your phone has a little buzzer that goes off? You'll randomly hear this throughout the show to remind you, don't be a dummy. In our third hour, the last two segments, you get to nail the score. Week 12 in the NFL, randomly our computer will pick the game of the week. Once that happens, you call in or send me your guess at americatonight.net. It's like playing Powerball. Well, not really, because you don't have to pay any money. Just picking one of the teams and what the final score is going to be. I've said this before, but we've had two winners in the last 4 years. So I'd say there's a 50% chance we might have a winner this time around. And maybe that winner will be you. Maybe that winner will be you. So the theme is, what's the most damaging lie of affordable health care? And to me, the most damaging lie is it's affordable. It's maybe affordable right now for some people, but it's unaffordable for others. And now they have a gun to their head because you have to get it or take a fine. And it's about to be unaffordable in about a year when people get dumped from their employee-based plans. And what was the end game here? Single payer. I think that's what it was all about anyway. So affordable is the biggest lie to me. You might think it's something different. Throughout this entire show, you can ring us up and tell us what you think that is. The biggest lie. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Some people would probably say that you can keep your health care. So nobody that had health care that they just liked, they liked it. Whether they want to trash it and say, well, that wasn't great health care, doesn't matter. You like the health care. So you can't get in vitro and you're 70 years old on your old plan. Luckily, with your new health care that you can't afford, that's a possibility to offset the cost. Oh, my, oh, my. I think one of the other big things on the day is what we also mentioned, Afghanistan, and the fact that now there is a deal regarding the troops. So when the president was running the first time around, it was all about got to get everybody out of the Middle East, really get everybody out of Iraq, close that door up as it was supposed to be closed. And then the same thing with Afghanistan, because look how long this has gone on, well over a decade. So our Secretary of State, John Kerry, cuts a deal with Hamid Karzai and announces that they've got this security pact. That's what they're calling it. And it's about the troops beyond 2014. So now they take this piece of paper and they present it to tribal elders to be approved. Because remember, there's tribes there that have to also back up what's going on with Karzai. And they had a big old flashbulb moment, handshakes and all that sort of stuff. But here's the thing. It's a sellout. It's a sellout to get out of an apology. Because Karzai wanted a personal apology for things that had happened in Afghanistan from the president. Now, the Secretary of State is saying, well, that doesn't mean there's any sort of an apology because we have this deal going, but that's not true. Because there was rumors that were really true. I mean, these were true rumors. So they started out as rumors, and then they were verified. Supposedly, the president was going to send a letter to the Afghan people acknowledging mistakes. Secretary of State is saying, no, that's not true. That's not happening. Karzai didn't ask for an apology. There was no discussion of an apology. He must have said the word apology 50 times. It's not even on the table. He said, we're not even discussing it. Because how disastrous would that be? When that came out, I thought, he's going to apologize to the people for what? Shedding blood and limbs and having troops there for much longer than we ever thought it was possible? Are you kidding me? Yes, there have been some there's been some collateral damage from drone hits, but minimal damage. I mean, none is good. I agree. None is good. It's not a good scenario. But give me a break. I'm going to apologize. So you got 3,000 Afghans, the Loya Jirga. They've got to approve it. And if they don't approve it, which they might not, if the tribal folks don't approve it, if they don't do it, if the council doesn't do it, then it doesn't matter. So what is the jurisdiction over the troops? That's a sticking point. And guess why that is? Because the Afghans wanted control of our troops. If they commit a crime, especially, that's what they're saying. Are you kidding? I mean, the problem with, yes, we're going to send soldiers over there, and now you get to say what happens? Do you know how much corruption could occur? Many things that could happen where somebody is accused falsely of something, and then we can't protect them. We're going to take our citizen and say, oh, yeah, no, you have control. And this goes back to the night raids. And frankly, some bad things that happened, there's no doubt about it. And here's what I think is really interesting. We're dancing with the devil in this one. Because they haven't even said how many troops they're going to keep in Afghanistan after 2014. They just say limited. Well, what is limited? Oh, what, 50? 1,000? 2,000? How many troops are being left? And I think it's going to be a bigger number than you believe is going to be there. Because they want the protection of the troops, knowing it's going to go back to the Taliban. So, okay, no combat role for the United States, but this is a way to have an ongoing relationship? I don't think so. Train, equip, assist. Going to guarantee anyone's safety? I mean, come on. So this story is probably, as I mentioned, at the top with Ellen Ratner, we were talking to her from Washington. This is probably the most underreported story, which is one of the most shocking stories on the day. I mean, give me a break. Then what a bunch of wimps. Then this is, this is our apology? We're taking lives? What are we sacrificing? I mean, what are we going to ancient times? Do you mind if we, can you leave some of your people behind? And oh, by the way, do you mind if we control them? That isn't, I mean, shame on these idiots. Shame on the administration. And what about the military guys? I can't believe they would okay this kind of a deal. This is unacceptable. Really. It's unacceptable to do that. I mean, what are we, running on empty? I don't get it. We're supposed to have everybody out by 2014. Remember, that was a promise. I promise to bring all the troops back. So if you're a mother, a wife, a sister, a daughter, and there's women there too. So same thing. A husband, a father, a brother. I mean, it could be that someone you love is going to Afghanistan or staying in Afghanistan. So everything that comes out of this deal is bad all the way around. I mean, what a sacrifice. So we're not going to apologize because you're demanding, Karzai, after you demanded a bunch of money, you're demanding that we leave troops. What is that, in lieu of an apology? And that you can tell something was wrong there from the beginning, because the Secretary of State, John Kerry, would not have said this whole thing about the apologizing over and over again. No, this is not because we didn't apologize. No, there was nothing about us apologizing. No, we never agreed to that. Oh, the troops, we can't tell you how many troops are we going to keep in Afghanistan, even though I'm sure it's on that piece of paper that the tribes have to approve. But we will say that it'll be limited. Limited. That's a spin word for we're not going to tell you. We're going to be vague. And eventually it's going to come out, and it's probably going to be a number that people aren't going to be able to stomach. I mean, of course, the people, the civilians who were killed because of drone attacks, or one of the soldiers who went nuts in the middle of the night, walked off the base and shot people and then came back, killed them. I mean, yes, understandably, that's sensitive. Of course, of course, of course. But to save face, to not have to apologize for that, because there's no way that was happening, and to make that trade, are you kidding me? What do you think, America? I mean, you have any thoughts on this? Security pack that just spills more blood for the rest of us. Okay, so they're going to have a combat role, but they're going to train, equip, and everything else. What, are they going to stay in a airtight seal the rest of the time? Of course not. Of course not. All right, hang with us. We've only just begun, in the words of Karen Carpenter.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Yeah, we're not talking about affordable health care, surprisingly not right here. We're talking about that U.S.-Afghan security pact. No apology. And I think a big surprise for a lot of people who thought, isn't this game over? Didn't we sign on to hear that this is done? But it's not. And we don't know how many troops are left behind. This is to appease Hamid Karzai. My gosh, we gave him tons of money. Now we're leaving troops behind. How many? We don't have the exact figure right now, but I guarantee it'll be enough that you'll blink a few times when you hear it. So this is unacceptable, but too late. This is it. I mean, we want our people back. That's what we want. We want to end Operation Forever and Ever. That's what this is. Forever and ever. It's time to divorce ourselves from the situation in Afghanistan. Because we keep putting our good people in harm's way with the ever more present IEDs and the possibilities of what can happen. So this is the deal. Through 2024, this bilateral security agreement. So billions of dollars of money is going to keep flowing to Kabul. And that is the key. Nothing like nepotism. Karzai has a whole bunch of people in his family, a whole bunch of mouths to feed. Most of them work in the government. So billions of dollars will still be pumped in that direction. Now, this, of course, is if the elders accept it. They probably will accept it. So, supposedly, there was not going to be an agreement unless our president, President Obama, sent a letter acknowledging American military mistakes during the last 12 years. And they said there was no way there was going to be an apology. So then instead comes this agreement. So probably what we're talking about, counterterrorism missions, all that kind of stuff, 10 more years, we're looking at anywhere from 8,000 to 12,000 troops. But we don't know for sure because no number was given. It's somewhere in that ballpark, though. And we also have the assurance that none of our soldiers will be prosecuted while they're in Afghanistan in an Afghani court. And we didn't give up control. They asked for control. Can we control your people? Can you leave 10,000 men behind and can we control them? So I guess they're agreeing that they're going to have to spend, we're going to have to spend billions and billions of dollars and give up more lives in this scenario. And Afghanistan knew, I mean, give Karzai credit, they could not operate without more dough. And the place to get the dough was from the U.S. So that's where it's coming. There's other international money that goes into Afghanistan, but most of it, not surprisingly, flows from the good old USA. So now, American counterterrorism operations, this is what we're calling it. I call it Operation Forever and Forever, but they're calling it Complement and Support. Some PR person came up with that. Complement and Support the Afghan missions. And it goes along with the whole idea that the Afghan forces are the lead and the Americans are helping them carry it out. And for the safety of the Afghan sovereignty and the security of the Afghan people. And that's how it's worded, too. With full respect. Man. I don't know. I'd wince if I had somebody in the military, a son or a husband or friend. Oh, I have friends. I have friends, but I don't think they'll be in Afghanistan right now. I don't think so. But you got to think, who's the detail, what's happening, they got to train, they got to advise, assist, all that stuff. So most of them will be Americans. If there's 12,000, a great majority will be Americans. We know that. I can't see the Brits staying. I don't think so. And I think this is cause for concern. Because there is one clause in there, from what I understand, that commits the U.S. to consulting with the government in the event of external threats. So there wouldn't be this whole defense thing. They would have to stop just short of that, then come up with a plan. It sounds to me like we're putting people in some pretty iffy situations. And we're just dragging this out. So that means another 10 years when it's all said and done, we will have really been in Afghanistan in some form or fashion for 22 years. 22 years. That's why forever and ever fits perfect there. I can't believe there's not more outrage. And maybe it's because of the preoccupation with what's happening with Obamacare. And that really is Operation Dumb and Dumber. Because it has nothing to do. I mean, I keep saying this because it's so true. It has nothing to do with politics. It's just bad all the way around. It's bad all the way around not to want to have affordable health care, not to even help your fellow man. But when you constantly see the blunders, the problems, the maneuvers that are going on, and one lie turns into another lie, begets another lie, and you string them all together, and it's just too much. I mean, how credibility, even the president says he has a lot to do to gain back trust. Well, of course, the credibility is shot. How can the credibility not be called into question? When every day some other promise, some other stunner, some other incredible whopper comes out. I mean, it underscores the need for what should have been a much simpler document, a refined bill that became a law. Why couldn't that happen? Why couldn't that have been put into play? It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, coming up at the tail end of this hour, a conversation with Tom Skiba, who is the head of an organization, I'll call it, that helps those homeowners associations. I don't know how many of you have been in homeowners associations. It's kind of, it's either up or down, depending on how you look at it, on your situation. I know people that have lived in places where they had them and it worked out okay because it kept up the property values. You're investing. Remember, the whole house is where your money is. You're tossing your money into your house. So it helped people if they weren't outrageous dues, and then there was things they didn't have to pay for that were included in it. And then, of course, we know the horror stories of people who have had big problems with homeowners associations, like everything else. Location, location, location. It depends on where you live, what you're paying, and the scenarios, I guess, the people on the boards, and how you get along with your neighbors, too, because, you know, the homeowners association, if you get along with your neighbors, it works out pretty good. If you've got problems with somebody's growing something that's over the wall, or something's happening with somebody's garage, or, you know, the different scenarios that are out there. And we'll talk to him about what are the biggest concerns and what's happening, because it seems like more and more of these places that, and, you know, this isn't the richy rich. I mean, this is middle-class neighborhoods, too, where they have them. And they have, they start as voluntary homeowners, and then they go up to a regular homeowners association. And depending on where you are, you talk to people and they say, oh, without a doubt, it was so worth it because, we were getting bled dry and the price of the house was going down. Because I still really think most people, especially in the middle class, what's your true investment? It still continues to be for most people that house. And that's why when you start to see more building going on and you see more homes that are being sold and the market bounces back, that's good news all the way around, because then that investment may pay off for you. Might pay off for you. Might get that money, squeeze that money out of that house. And if we just wind the clock back 5 years ago, boy, I bet a lot of people were grumbling when they had to pay homeowners association dues, because on top of everything else, they were getting killed in their house. Some houses, some people, depending on what state they lived in, they were underwater. Remember all those people in Nevada that could not unload a house to save their life, and Californians really lost a lot of money on their houses, too. And then that's why some of those homeowners associations actually became a bigger deal in California, because of properties falling apart. And then that, knowing the market was going to bounce back, that killing a lot of people's loan investment. Not a lot of money anyplace else, but man, they paid the mortgage, they got that house, and they wanted everything they can to protect the nest egg, because the nest egg is the house for most people in the middle class. So stay with us. That's coming up round the bend here on ATN.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and of course those nooks and crannies in between. Here's an interesting statistic. You know how I like numbers. I didn't even realize that it was this high, but more than 62 million Americans, I'm told, live in over 300,000 association-type communities, governed communities, right? So it could be houses, townhouses, in high-rise condominiums, that kind of thing. Tom Skiba, Chief Executive Officer of the National Office of Community Associations Institute. Oh, I said that and I didn't even stumble over it, is with us now.
Perfectly, too.
I got to tell people, he's kind of on one of those geeky highs that I get, and people listening to America Tonight, Tom, know this, because we've had Rod Pylon and a bunch of astronauts and John Glenn and other people in the past, and I love anything coming out of NASA and talking about what happens now that the shuttle's gone. And Tom, you got to tell our listeners this, because man, what a cool thing. You just were in Orlando because you have really cool friends in high places. And what did you get to see?
Well, we got a chance to go down to Cape Canaveral this past week for Monday's launch of the MAVEN probe to Mars, which is essentially a weather satellite, if you will, that will circle Mars to try to uncover how the Martian atmosphere has thinned over the years and how those some of the things we might learn there would apply back to Earth and our changing climate.
Cool. Now, as somebody who likes space things, you got a chance to see that. I know this is a stretch going a little Hollywood on you, but I just happened to see this today. Did you see Gravity?
I haven't seen it yet. No, everyone I've talked to who's seen it loves it, but I haven't had a chance. Been too many days on the road lately, Kate.
All right, when you get back from this one, you got to go and see it. And we will tell everyone, you're in Texas. You're in Austin now, so you went from Orlando to Austin, and you're there to meet at the annual members meeting, and I have to assume there's a lot of people that go to this. What do you do when you bring business people together and you have this big meeting? We talked about how many people. I mentioned the number roughly that live in an association-type place. How big is this annual meeting? What are the kinds of stuff, what are the kind of things, rather, that you're discussing here?
Well, you know, Kate, CAI is primarily an education organization. And so we bring together the folks who volunteer on the boards of their community associations, the folks who are the professional managers, and a whole wide variety of allied business partners, ranging from bankers and insurance agents to accountants and attorneys and roofers and painters. And we bring all those folks together. But our principal focus as an organization is education. We want to make sure that the homeowner board members, the folks who volunteer in their communities, have the tools they need and the knowledge and expertise they need to serve all the owners in their community well. We want to make sure the managers that are the professionals who are paid to help manage associations have the expertise and the knowledge and the tools that they need to be successful in their careers and provide a high quality service to their association clients. So really, we're about organization. I'm down here in Austin for the annual meeting of our Austin chapter. We actually have 4 chapters here in Texas and 60 across the U.S. And in fact, just started our very first international chapter in South Africa in about a year and a half ago.
Wow. So when you go to this meeting, obviously one of the things you want to do is troubleshoot, because you know this, Tom, people either really love homeowners associations or they don't like them at all, because they had a bad experience. So from your perspective, certainly that's not what you want. And in training and educating, what are some of the things that you try to really put out there to put out fires that might crop up? I mean, what are some of the biggest problems that some of these people might face?
Well, I think the biggest challenge for someone who serves on the board is just simply understanding their legal and operational obligations. And the board members, while they're volunteers and they're uncompensated, still have a fiduciary responsibility to comply with state law, to comply with the rules and regulations of the association. They don't have options in a lot of those things. For owners, for the average owner, we want them to understand what their obligation as an owner in an association is and what their rights and are, as well as their responsibilities. So a lot of it is just making sure everybody is on the same page, because folks come to associations from a wide variety of experiences, a wide variety of backgrounds. They may never have lived in an association before. They don't understand what their particular state's rules and regulations are and laws are. So we want everybody to be on the same page. So that's why education is absolutely the most critical thing. But I will tell you, in so many of the issues that arise in associations are issues of poor communication and a lack of transparency. And those are the things that really create problems. If people think something's going on that they're not aware of, they are going to assume the worst. If boards and managers operate their association openly, communicate effectively, communicate frequently with the owners, you avoid the vast majority of those problems. Because they are problems of miscommunication in most cases that then escalate into something much more substantial as soon as somebody thinks something's being hidden from them.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. That's the truth. And it's that the breakdown of communication between the people, the board, and as a community grows, too, you see that a lot. Do you see a trend? Because that's a high number of people that are living where they've got planned communities and homeowners associations. Is the trend, is it going upwards? Are there more of those kinds of communities popping up?
Well, there are more of those popping up. It's really driven by local governments around the country. Local governments have figured out if you require the developer to build the roads and put in all the infrastructure, stormwater management, recreational facilities, whatever those things might be, and then you require the association to maintain them going forward, If you're the local government, you don't have to pay for any of those things, but you still get to collect 100% of the property taxes. So it's a technique that local governments have adopted because it improves their balance sheet.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the volunteer homeowners are the ones ultimately left with the responsibility of making all this stuff work and making it work in perpetuity. The developer is long gone. The local government is getting their tax revenue. They don't have a vested interest. And a group of volunteers, you know, my mom's been the president of her condominium board. You know, I'm sure you know people in your experience who've been on their boards. Mm-hmm. These folks are left with a responsibility. And in many cases, you know, while a lot of associations are very small, we're seeing larger and larger associations being built here in Texas, and particularly in the Sun Belt, Arizona, Nevada, where you have 7, 8, 10,000 homes in a community. You might have a $20 million budget. Okay? Now you're asking volunteers to be accountable and responsible for running an organization that's quite large and complex.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. Thinking of it that way, how much money they have and how big it is, and of course the demographics too. And what are the demographics? And I'm sure that's such an open-ended question. I'm sure that's all over the board too. In the Sun Belt, I would imagine you also have some older communities.
Within the communities, you have some interesting demographics. You have a lot of folks who are in their first home. In certain cities like Scottsdale, a substantial fraction, maybe as much as 80% of new homes are being built in communities because of the local government's requirements. You also have a lot of people who are either retired or nearing retirement age, and they're downsizing out of their large family home and moving into something smaller, whether it's still a single family home or it's a townhouse or a condominium.
Tom, so summing this all up, I know that, you know, being in Texas, Texas has the third highest number of homeowners associations. What's the biggest? Who has the biggest, by the way?
California would be the largest. They probably have 50 or 60,000 associations statewide.
Yeah, what's everything that we've talked about, what's the most exciting or biggest trend that you've seen as far as these communities? What's happening now?
I think the biggest trend is that we are seeing an increase in professionalism of not just the professional managers who do this as a living, but the board members, searching out education, searching out an understanding of what their obligations are, and frankly, a corresponding increase in expectations of professionalism by all the owners of a community. And I think that raises the bar for everybody on a day-to-day basis, and that's good for the industry, it's good for communities, it prevents problems from happening before they occur, because we all have higher expectations of ourselves, and we want to see people do a good job.
Yeah. Tom Skiva, Chief Executive Officer of National Office of Community Associations Institute, thanks so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure, Kate. Thank you.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.